Earlier this week, Major General Lul Rai Kong, the South Sudan People Defense Force spokesperson, told this program the army is preparing to send 750 soldiers to the Democratic Republic of Congo. The SSPDF troops will take part in the East African Regional Force mandated to restore peace in the DRC Restive East. The cabinet allocated more than $6 million for the deployment. Some South Sudanese in Juba applaud the move. Rech Malual, the deputy spokesperson of the South Sudan Bar Association, is among those in favor.
The Republic of South Sudan is trying to meet its treaty obligation towards the East African community, whereas the East African community has resolved to form a joint defense committee that is responsible for the defense of the region. The DRC has expressed interest to expel the UN forces who have been there for a decade and they are not able to deliver. So they are seeing a little bit of interest in using the neighboring countries.
However, Rich says it seems as though the South Sudan government has no interest in stopping ongoing violence in the country's Upper Nile state. He says whether or not South Sudanese troops are sent to the DRC, it does not change anything at home.
With respect to going to another country while there is a war within the country, we have already known the shape of policies that are being taken by our government. Our government is already neglecting the peace within, even if militants are sent abroad or they are not sent abroad. Our government clearly doesn't act on that.
However, Doug Both, a South Sudanese activist, says he thinks the DRC conflict will only be resolved through peaceful means and not by sending troops. He criticized the move, saying the army is too weak to participate in a regional mission. He urges the government to instead deploy troops to conflict-affected parts of South Sudan to help restore peace. Both says the situation in Upper Nile State needs urgent intervention. He says the government should have sent the army there to restore peace.
I do not think that our army is competent or capable to fight, in any regional force. Our army is exhausted. Our army is hungry. Our army, is unfit to be able to engage in such combat. If there's anything they can do is to bring about order in our internal crisis.
Fighting broke out last month in several villages in the eastern part of Upper Nile State, which has been hit with intercommunal violence for some time. The situation has worsened over the past years since the SPLM-SPLA-IO Kitgwang faction, led by General Gatwich Duol, broke away from the SPLM-SPLA-IO party, led by the first vice president Riek Machar. The two factions accuse the other of attacking their base.
What is going on right now is very sad, and it made us feel very unhappy, disappointed with the government that they are not doing enough to call on the warring parties to sit down and to put down their weapons so that citizens and civilians can go back to school, can go back to their gardens and cultivate. I think the government also have a duty to play, because at one point in August this year, it has held a dialogue with the forces of Johnson Luing and General Gadwej.
In a press statement recently, President Salva Kiir's office said he has directed the Chief of Defense Force to deploy unified forces to Upper Nile State. David Magog says while it is not wrong for South Sudanese troops to be sent to the Democratic Republic of Congo, charity should begin at home.
I totally disagree of nominating these 750 soldiers to go and contribute in Congo, because South Sudanese are IDC camp, the rest are refugees camp, some are even dying, like whatever recently. The country is not in total peace. So how do you go and contribute about peace in a different country while your country is not in peace?
Magog says the government should have conferred with citizens before making the decision. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.